Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Lots of volatility today, mostly from the old crop soybeans. September soybeans have closed down about 52 cents at $10.74. And that's about $1.20 off of yesterday's high. Yesterday they traded up to around $11.90, and today at $10.74. So quite a lot of action there. The idea is that they're expecting some deliveries against the September soybeans. There's also a little bit of harvest taking place in the far south, weighing against that front month September bean futures. But a lot of volatility in that spread. If you were long SEP, short NOVE, you've lost about $6,000 in the past day on a spread. So spreads are extremely volatile as well. Corn futures down 3 to 5 cents. Wheat futures down about 3 cents as well. They did rally throughout the day. About the last 2 hours of trading, they held firm here. Came off their lows by about 7 to 8 cents in Kansas City. It's the first day we've seen that. Normally at the end of the day, they sell off. But the fact that they didn't today is a pretty good sign looking forward. We did get near the previous lows down around 623 in the Kansas City December.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The crop progress report yesterday showed an improvement of 1% in corn, up to 73% good to excellent. That's the best late August number since 1994. So it looks like we're going to have a really good crop, even though it's been the hottest part of the year. Soybeans were actually down 1% to 70% good to excellent. That's the best for late August since 1992. So having really strong crops here. Cotton is up 1%, 51% good to excellent. A lot of these cotton farmers around here are really needing that rainfall here in August to really round out a good crop. This morning we did get some news that Egypt bought 175,000 metric tons of wheat, but not from the U.S. They bought it from Russia and Romania. That was a little bit negative, leading the market lower here. And at the end of this week, on August 29th, which is Friday, we've got the first notice day for September grains. And so that may drive some of the move from here on out. And then the rainfall forecast, both 6 to 10 and 8 to 14 have above average rainfall for the Midwest, and then temperatures shorter term are a little bit higher, but neutral in the longer term forecast. And then forecasted rains in the plains is setting up for a good planting season for wheat.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, October live cattle up a dime at 148.25, December up 25 at 151.25. September feeder cattle 92 higher at 214.20, October up 72 at 212.47. October lean hogs 165 higher at 95.10, and December up 170 at 89.70. In the grain, September Kansas City wheat down 1 3/4 at 621, and December down 1 1/2 at 631 3/4. quarters. September Chicago wheat down 1 at 541 and a half. September corn down 4 at 356 and December down 2 and a half at 365. September soybeans down 50 and a quarter at 1075 and a half, and November down 1 and a quarter at 1028. October cotton 60 higher at 68.26 and December up 74 at 66.89. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.